Let's return to the Common Sense Psychic on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Phyllis King.
Yes, once again, here's your host, and I am Phyllis King, and I am your Common Sense Psychic, and of course, very happy to be here. And I will be going back to the phones momentarily, and I just, if you want to get your question answered on the air, I will be here till just about 12 o'clock Pacific time in the next 40 minutes, and the number is 888-463-6748. It's 888-463-6748. And one final note on the Past Life Regression Workshop on the 18th of August is that Donna does most of the regressions. I'll do one depending on the length of the course. The one on next Monday will be, or a week from Monday, Donna will do both regressions. But I do readings at the beginning and the end of the workshop, and it's really quite an amazing combination, and Donna and I are just so simpatico. We work fantastically together, and I think she must have been a sister or something in a past life. Okay, let's see. Yes, and again, if you call up today, you're going to get my book because I'm celebrating. Today is the day. It's finally here. It's only taken 7 years. Oh, good heavens. Well, I had a good reason, though, because my daughter and my son came in the last 7 years, so I've been a little busy. Okay, here we go. Tammy, ever so patient. Tammy, hello. Good morning, if you're on the West Coast.
Yes, hello. Good morning to you. I am. I'm actually in your area. I'm in the Bay Area.
Oh, great. Well, how are you? What's going on? Tell me. I want to hear.
Well, I'm doing really well, but I had a question, an ongoing thing. And before I get to my question, I wanted to mention, you asked if anybody'd done past life stuff, and I've had two really, really strong past life regressions, and both of them literally changed my life. I mean, it can be not just an eye-opening experience, but it just, like, catapults you onto that next level for me, my own experience.
Yes.
So I
well, I yes, and I tell you, Tammy, the same thing happened to me in my life. It catapulted me literally. That was a great word you used. And you know, a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, I did a workshop, and I was the demo. I was the demonstration person. I had a really powerful experience then too, and I've done this a lot, so it is amazing. So thank you so much for sharing your experience.
Yeah, well, I wanted to make sure that I told you that, and also thank you for being on the air. I'm so excited that you're on TalkZone because then I can listen to you no matter where I'm at. So, I'm so
oh, I love it! There. I love it! I love my pleasure. Believe me.
Well,
so tell me, what's your question today? What's going on?
My husband and I have been going round and round for a few years now. We've decided to get a divorce. We filed for divorce and everything, but we're still really very close, and we definitely have a connection, and we're kind of still together, and it's one of those bizarre relationships, and I just think, you know, is this something that I should just end because it's not healthy? Is this something that, you know, even though we're getting divorced, I should just continue? I want to remain friends with him, but, you know, it's just...
Oh, boy, Tammy, I love this question, but you're not going to like some of my answer, but you'll like part of it. Okay. No, maybe you like it. I won't throw that out there. Okay. couple things. Say your husband's first name just so I can call him. You don't even have to give his real name just so I can call him something.
Well, his name is Paul.
Okay. There's, and you know, I speak a little bit in generalities to begin with, but I promise I'll address you specifically because your situation is not, I know you think it's uncommon, but it really isn't. The first thing is a lot of people have the misconception that relationships are just supposed to be happy, 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 good, good, good. Now granted, you know, just like Samantha and Carrie talking on Sex and the City, she said a good relationship is one where you're smiling all the time and a bad one is when you're frowning. And that's very overly simplistic. And it's partially true though. If you're unhappy more of the time than happy, then that is kind of a good indicator that it's not a good fit for you. But also, when people make your issues come to the surface, that's kind of important because the real purpose of relationships is we want to heal ourselves. And so we choose people and situations that cause us to experience a bunch of junk so that we can resolve it on the positive polarity. And it's when we get attached to the things that are happening and think that those are the truth of what's happening, I think we get lost in the truth of what the relationship is. From my point of view, this is not a relationship that should be breaking up, but this is a relationship that should be redefined and reframed. And also, you know, I'm assuming that you may have had some counseling, but if you hadn't, it's certainly something that should be looked at, because there's a lot still here growth-wise. It really shouldn't be done. And if you try to put it in a different setting, it won't work either. It won't feel right. So it's almost like, and again, you know, and I've heard Dr. Phil say this at times, and I agree with him on this. You really have to work your way out of a marriage. You have to know that you've done every single thing that it really is not workable. So, you know, say something to that if you would.
For me?
Yeah.
We've done everything. We've done counseling, we've done kind of trial separation things where we lived in the same house, but we lived, you know, separated to try to get back.
Oh, yeah, that's really separate. I'm
back.
Sorry.
But I need to go through the counseling to get back together,
okay.
You know, and that didn't work.
Well.
So now we've actually separated. We live in, you know, separate houses and all that. We've talked a lot, you know, over the past. It's not like it suddenly broke up. I mean, this has been over the past 3 years.
Yeah,
we've gotten into the situation. So, and we've tried counseling numerous times. And
well, you know, in that case, I mean, if you're already, if the momentum is really set to make this happen, and I think it's really a good idea to separate fully. I mean, even Judge Judy divorced from her husband and they got back together at one point. So it's not that it may never work out, but you really have to put in some separation in there. And, you know, I want to remind you too, and I'm reminding the audience, that when I'm laughing, I'm not laughing at your situation. I'm really not. But I have an energy practice where I keep myself really elevated, because I have a much greater ability to help you if my energy is up on the positive polarity. So often when you say something to me, or not you, the collective you says something, I will immediately insert some type of amusement into my space so that I can remain clear on the situation. Okay, but I think if the momentum is such that you need to move forward and continue on with the divorce process, you're really going to want some separation. And if the friendship is meant to stay intact, I would say after about 4 to 5 months, then let it be intact. But don't immediately divorce and say, let's try and make friendship. Unless, of course, there's any children involved.
We have a daughter. And
well, there you go. So you're stuck. Okay. Well, then you focus on obviously taking care of the child in her best interest and being completely amicable. But in terms of your situation, if you don't really create a separation in the marital relationship, and you just immediately try and go into this, oh, we can be friends, you're going to stay in this confusion and this weird place, and you're never going to be able to move. Not never. It's going to be very difficult for you to expand your own life and move forward. So the boundaries, a real separation, and just being, you know, really great parents together is really going to be the task. And then I think you will get your answers about whether or not you should come back together. And I think outside of 4 to 5 months, you will know that. And I like the way it looks, quite frankly. So I would really like you to keep me posted.
I will. I hope that he and I can stay together myself. You know, I hope that.
But let me tell you, the separation is very important, and being in the same house is not a separation. And it's a challenge, because you do have a child and you have to be fantastic parents together, and that requires a lot of cooperation. But there needs to be a definite boundary about the relationship so that you can get some space in there and see it objectively. Do you understand what I mean?
I do. Yes, I do understand.
Okay. Well, and of course, you're going to get my book, and I have a 30-day plan to jumpstart your life. And take a look at that, because the schedule of that 30 days is really important, and because it takes 30 days to change a thought pattern. And often, if we have ourselves regulated in some manner, whether it's a diet, an exercise program, whatever, we start to get a more of a sense of feeling of control over our lives and such. So I hope you'll at least glance at that and tell me how it goes.
Oh, I will. I'm very excited about getting your book. I was going to definitely get that. So that's a great gift. Thank you.
Well, I am happy to give it to you. It's a big day for me, and I want to share the wealth. What the heck?
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, Tammy, thank you for your call. And I'm going to make a quick comment here to my producer, engineer, Dave. I'm trying to see my message screen here. How much time do I have? I have about 8 minutes. I guess I can probably go back to the phones and talk. Thank you very much. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. I was trying to find out if I'm on the right career path, what I'm doing right now.
And tell me your job.
Personal training.
Mm-hmm. You know, I do like this for you, but I'm also seeing that are you going to get a lot of support for implementing your marketing strategy or how you're going to dispense your service?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Well, that seems to be one of the links that really needs to connect, because I like this for you. It looks like you're really going to have to own it for yourself. You're going to, it is a good match for your energy. I like it. I like it. I like it. But you, Matthew, have to really own it for yourself and say, this is who I am. This is what I want to do. I can do it, and really commit to the process as well as to the marketing strategy, if you will, because they're separate energies and they seem to be conflicting, in some ways to us when we think about the marketing strategies, but I really, really like it. But you're going to have to stay really connected to the marketing aspect. And if you stay with it, I really like what I see, like about a year from now. I really like what I'm seeing. You're touching people, and I'm not touching like they're, you know, like massage therapists, but you're reaching people. You're making an impact, and I love, love, love that.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, keep me posted. Email me, and I can send you your book, and let me know how you're doing, of course.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for the call. Okay, so interesting questions this morning. A lot of career, a lot of kind of a almost a mishmash. I'm not used to that. Typically, I don't know, it just seems like shows typically take a theme, and perhaps that's the theme today. Anything goes. So anything goes, people. Here we go. All right, so there's about a half, not quite a half hour left in the program. If you would like to get your question answered on the air, I would love to talk to you. And the number is 888-463-6748. It's 888-463-6748. So please give a call. Be brave. And let's answer your question, because it not only helps you, but it helps other people to hear these similarities in their own life. Call today. You get a copy of my book. I guess I'm singing. It's ridiculous. I'm so happy today. Okay, you're going to get a copy of my book, A Psychic Perspective, 10 Steps to More Love, Wealth, and Personal Happiness, including a 30-day plan to jumpstart your life. And it is a book for anyone who wants to make a shift in their life, and the 30-day plan is devised because it is 30 days to change a thought pattern, and it works. And I've used it in my own life, and that's how I know it works. And I'm just passionate about sharing that with you. And of course, before we go to break here, let me tell you about a couple more things. Reminder about the Past Life Regression Workshop, August 18th in Castro Valley, just 4 blocks from BART. And anybody outside of the Bay Area, these are Bay Area directions. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Another thing I wanted to touch on, if I have time before the break, has to do with, this is one of the 10 steps in my book, and it's called, Having the Kindergarten Spirit. And I don't know how many of you were around at the time, but there was a best-selling book some years back called Everything I Need to Know in Life I Learned in Kindergarten. So that person already sort of understood the concept. But what it really means to me is that you remain childlike, that you remain in a space where you're enthusiastic about life, that you see the possibilities, and that you, and that you're excited by life, and that you see the beauty in small things. I mean, I have two small kids, so I get to watch them all the time, enjoying their life and getting thrilled by every little thing. But it's that kindergarten space, and it's that amusement that I consciously infuse into my own energy, especially when I'm reading. But it's that space. That's where you're going to find the inspiration. That's where you're going to get the ideas. That's where you're going to get motivated to try things. And that's where you're really going to believe in yourself, too. You know, we grow up, we become adults, and we're so smart. We have these tremendous egos, which, of course, we need to function in our life. But we think we are our ego. We think, oh, we've done so many things. We have so many degrees under our belts. And, you know, we have these beautiful BMWs and these magnificent homes and all these things. And look what we can do. But really, that's not who we are. Granted, that shows that we can create, but when you really want to make an impact on people and the planet and things outside of yourself, you need to remain in that kindergarten spirit and in that space. And in my, that, as again, that's one of the 10 steps in the book. And as I outline these steps, I give you things to focus on and to think about, to help jog you, jog your mind and to think about these, this concept in a new way. So yes, a psychic perspective, 10 steps to more love, wealth, and personal happiness with the 30-day plan. Now, I'm getting ready to take a quick break here, but if you'd like to get your question answered on the air, I'd love to talk to you before the end of the hour, and the number is 888-463-6748. 888-463-6748. And if you'd like to reach me off the air, please visit my website at phyllisking.net. Yes, that's phyllisking.net. And then, of course, we've been talking today as well about the idea about staying conscious. So that's another thing I'd like to throw out to you, that in addition to your own personal question, talk to me about consciousness and what that means in your life and what you do to help remain conscious. You may have a way of saying that that could be helpful to the audience in a manner that I don't say it in. So staying conscious, and that means that you're more than the ego, you're more than the personality, and that you are indeed a co-creator, even when it doesn't necessarily feel good to accept responsibility on those levels. You know, it's sometimes it's so sad when I see people fall into that victim space and not really recognizing that they're contributing to their own demise. So staying conscious, staying aware of the truth of who you are, and that is spirit in a body, having a physical experience, a spiritual experience in a physical body. So one more time, if you want your question answered on the air, I'm going to take a quick break, but the number is 888-463-6748. Okay, you're listening to Phyllis King, and let's take a quick break.